Hey guys, Joe DeSena here for Spartan Way. I am filling in for Zach because I am committed. What does that mean? Today we're going to talk commitment. We all commit to like a New Year's resolution. We commit to building a new business. We commit to a relationship. But by and large, when you look at the numbers, almost everybody quits. Why is that? What could we learn from all these people quitting? Or the ones that stick to it. What could we learn? What could we learn from them? And here's what we found. Here's what the science says. You've got to do a couple of things for a commitment to be followed through. One, you've either got to have a steel trap and just like be one of those people that when you commit to something, it doesn't matter hell or high water, you are going to get it done. But 99% of us aren't those people. Years ago, I started something called a death race over a decade ago. And in the first few years, what I found was 300-400 people would show up, and right away, 70 or 80% of them would quit. And I thought to myself, I don't understand. They have spent an entire year training for this thing. They worked their ass off to get here. They spent all kinds of money. They had family and friends watching. Why would they quit? They weren't committed. So here's what I did. I said, we're going to make them put in a local newspaper article that they are doing the death race and they're going to finish. They had to go outside their sphere of influence. They had to put themselves out there, become vulnerable on the page of the newspaper. Hard to do. They had to convince a newspaper to print an article that they were going to do this race and they were going to finish. Well, all of a sudden, people stopped quitting. And so the number one way to follow through is put yourself out there. Go public with your commitment. And make sure it's somebody that's going to hold you accountable, somebody that, like, you don't want to be embarrassed with that person. So don't whisper to someone where their opinion of you doesn't matter. Make sure it's somebody that you hold in high regard, and you're going to be a bit embarrassed when they find out that whatever you committed to, going to the gym, a relationship, starting a business, whatever that thing is you committed to, running every day, when they see you're not doing it, you're going to be embarrassed by it. That's one way. To stay focused and on task. Think about the number of people that fail at a New Year's resolution. Think about the number of, I don't know if you know this, but like 70%+ of people that join a gym don't go. They're paying every month, they don't go. So clearly we as human beings have a flaw. We commit to things, we don't stick to them. So number one, again, put it out there publicly. Number two, why not gamify it? Why not bet? With your wife, your husband, your friends, put some money on the line. Make it hurt a bit financially or some sort of bet to, again, hold you accountable. I know that's worked for a bunch of folks I know, including myself. When there's money on the line, one year I had a friend of mine bet me that I couldn't go up and down 32 flights of stairs. So like, I don't know, 450 steps up, 450 steps down, 50 times in 7 hours. Who the hell wants to do that? He was right. I couldn't do it. But he bet me a Harley Davidson. Bet me a Harley Davidson. All of a sudden, it became real. And so the training started, right? And I was in those stairs. And sure enough, after three flights, I was tired. But you stick to it because I wanted the Harley. So maybe you throw some financial terms out there. Number three, what about not having an escape plan? Get rid of plan B, right? Put yourself in a situation where, I used to say to my wife, look, I want to run 40 miles today. I don't know if I can or I can't. So don't give me any money. If I get to a payphone and call collect, don't answer. Just drop me off 40 miles from the house. I'm going to run back. I got to make it on my own or die trying. And so, you know, and I've had lots of friends from Olympians to businessmen to Navy SEALs say that when you really want to do something, put yourself in a situation where there's no turning back. Obviously, be intelligent about it. I don't want you to do anything dangerous that puts you in harm's way. But that's another methodology that works. I mean, think about Caesar. Think about the ancient world, right? Caesar, he's pulling up to the UK. He's about to go to battle. He looks at his lieutenants, and they're all wavering a bit. They just took that trip from Rome. And so he realizes, I gotta remove plan B. I gotta remove our escape hatch. So he burns the boats. Now his officers, his men, they have no choice but to fight to the death if they want to get home. They're going to need the boats on land to get home, right? So remove plan B. So one, put it out there. Tell everybody you know. Make it public. Two, gamify it. Put some money on the line. Put something on the line where it's going to hurt if you fail. And three, get rid of plan B. All right, here's what I want you to do today. I want you to pick something and commit to it, something healthy. So I'll give you some examples. Let's give up sugar for the day. Let's give up alcohol for the day. Let's give up coffee for the day. How about just drinking water for the day? How about that? How about you're going to do 100 burpees for the day? Anyway, pick your thing, commit to it, apply one of the three principles I just gave you to see if it helps you give it a little stick-to-itness, we'll call it. And if you last a day, who knows, you might go too. About 150 days ago, I gave up something I like more than my arm, which is rice and potatoes. I don't know why I love rice and potatoes. 150 days ago, I said, I'm going to go one day. And I used the methodology we went through. I'm 150 days into it, and I'm feeling pretty good, and I still got my arm. So try that. Listen, we are Spartan Way. We're part of the Spartan Up Podcast Collective, which means every single day we come at you, we are your accountability and resiliency partner. Tune in, go to Instagram, join the conversation, and tell us how we can be better so that we can make you better.